good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever the case may be. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Completely Mental Misadventures of a Thrift Store. I am Matt Lehman, the owner of Finders Thrift and Vinyl in La Quinta, California. And these shorter podcasts are going to now be known as the 101 series. 101 series meaning an entry-level class where you're going to learn a little bit to get you started. It's going to be broad, it's going to be all over the place, and you never know what you might learn. Some of these you may already know, and that's fine, just tune out. Or if you like the soothing sounds of my voice and it calms your soul, continue to listen. Maybe you'll learn something towards the end. So this one is going to be, I may do one a week on records because I am a very big record store, and there was a lot of information that I've learned over the years of running a thrift store. And I could probably do a whole podcast on records, but there are a bunch of them out there already, and I don't know that I'm any more capable. I'm certainly less capable than what they are doing. The really good ones out there are fantastic. But the problem I had with them is they tend to be geared towards people that have collected records or are already in the know, and they're very interesting because they go very specifically into one record or a type of record or recording artists. And they're awesome, but this is, again, these are 101 series, so these are going to be more geared towards people that are just getting into records or just getting into buying and selling. And so this one is going to be, what is the difference between a mono and stereo record? I know you see them when you buy records, they'll say stereo across the top or mono copy on top and monophonic, and I'm sure, or stereophonic. You'll see people get really excited when they find a mono copy, and sometimes people get really excited when they find a stereo copy of a certain record. So what is the difference? On a mono copy, mono was the original recording of records after 78s, and even 78s were recorded on mono. Mono means that there is one channel. So if you have two speakers, most stereo systems at the time had two speakers. Now, obviously, newer models and it came out in the 80s, how it had stereo surround and all the extra bells and whistles. But originally, you had two speakers, possibly four, but you still only had what was realistically two channels, left and right. So a mono record was recorded on one channel, meaning everything that you heard in the left speaker is what you were going to hear in the right speaker. You could put your balance on your stereo from left to right, and you heard exactly the same thing. That was it. Now, on stereo, which came out with FM radio, and there's a whole long list of reasons why FM came out, one of them being is AM started to get filled up on the stations, so they couldn't play with rock and roll when rock and roll came out. They could only play it during the day because there were too many AM stations, and AM had a lot of things going on. Then FM came out, and FM had a much more broad opportunity and was much better, clear sounding, so they could do a lot more with it. And with that came the advent of stereo. Stereo, you get two channels. So you can, and a perfect example of this is if you have a stereo copy of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train, or if you've ever heard Crazy Train on surround sound, when Ozzy goes, ay, 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 it travels around the speakers in a circle. I think it's clockwise, might be counterclockwise. And same thing with the train and the bell, the shaking of the bell, it sounds like a rattle. It travels around the speakers one at a time. You can't do that with mono because it's all coming out of the same channel. With two speakers, so you could have, on a stereo copy, you could have guitars and drums on one side and vocals and intro or cymbals on the other side. Any way you want it. You could mix it any way you want it. So the difference is how you want to hear your music. And you also have to take into consideration a lot of these records were reprocessed or reproduced for the different types. So a mono copy was designed knowing that all of the music was going to come out together, so you didn't want your guitars to overpower your vocals, and it was all channeled perfectly. On a stereo copy, they would channel the guitars, and they may be a little bit more powerful because they wanted something. You may hear a little bit of backmasking, like on the Beatles albums. One of them, there's some backmasking that you hear on the mono copy, but you don't hear on the stereo, and vice versa. There's other things. So it really depends on what you like in your music. I actually prefer mono. I like to know that it was processed for everything together because, number one, I'm deaf, mostly deaf in my right ear. So if I have two speakers and something's coming out of one side and not the other, then I'm missing it anyway. So I'd rather have it on mono. And I don't like having guitars on one side and effects on the other. My biggest example on that is there's a Guns N' Roses song on Use Your Illusion, I think it's 2, Breakdown. And Axl does a run off a riff off of a something or other, some book, on one channel. And you can, if you have a stereo receiver, you can't hear it at all. Like, you have to turn everything up and kick it over to the left channel, and then you can hear it. But if you have a monocopy or a CD, then it comes through very clearly. And it's off-putting to me because I listen to it mostly on CD, so I know the lyrics, and then when it comes up on the record, I'm like, why am I not hearing this? That's the main difference between the two. You really kind of have to listen to both and kind of figure out what they are. The reason mono is more expensive or is harder to find is because they're usually more desirable, and there weren't as many of them. As the advent of stereo came out, mono became less and less, and now, of course, they're remastering and all that stuff. The other big part of this that is kind of important for record buyers, they have mono cartridges for your turntables and stereo cartridges for your turntables. If you've ever seen a big console stereo from the 50s or 60s with the speakers attached to it, it's a big, big piece of furniture. Those, and people love to rehab those, and I always try to tell people not to, and here's why. Most of those turntables were designed to play 78s and records, and it had a needle that you could flip left or right, and you got 78s or you got records, depending on how you flip the needle. The problem with that was is when those were built, they only had mono records, so they didn't need a stereo cartridge, so they just put a mono cartridge or a mono needle with the 78 needle, and those mono cartridges only read what's in the groove, whereas a stereo cartridge will read what's in the groove and what's on the side of the grooves. The biggest problem with that is mono cartridges are, in the realm of cartridges, much, much larger than stereo cartridges. So if you play a stereo record on a mono cartridge from any of those consoles, you're physically destroying your record because the mono cartridge just plows through the groove like a snowplow on a cold winter day and just rips up the grooves. You can play mono on stereo, obviously, because stereo cartridges are smaller. But if you have a mono cartridge, you should not play stereo records on them. So because of this, there are collectors that only collect mono copies and only play them on mono cartridges because the mono cartridge will give you a better sound and usually much less noise because it's traveling, doesn't care what's on the side of it, and that's where most of your cracks and pops and stuff like that come from, are from the side of the grooves. You'll also see dual phonic on top of records. That was a gimmick. They kind of came out with that when they quote-unquote remastered mono copies. What they did is they didn't actually remaster it. They did a trick, which is they took everything that was the record, how the record was recorded, they channeled that through the left channel, and then they copied that and then channeled it through the right channel, and I think they left it like a millisecond off, which tricks your ears into believing that it's stereo or that you get a better sound quality. But that's what duophonic is. It didn't last very long because, again, it was mostly because they were trying to remaster old records and get them out back into the play. So that is the difference between mono and stereo. Go out and get a copy of both, whatever record you like. See if you can find a mono and stereo. Listen to them both. Get a feel for them. Let me know what you think. Let me know which one you like better. You can do that on my website, findersthrift.com. You can also do it on Instagram, finders_thrift or finders_vinyl. And if you can, please hit us up on iTunes or Spotify. Let us know that you like what we're doing. If you have any topics, anything you want to talk about, we would greatly appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. Later.